this rumour that has been reported by some agencies that Asia Bibi has actually been released. Can you confirm or deny this?
I can say that she has not been released. This is just a rumour that was spread by some elements. But she's still in Sheikhupura, in the jail there. But she is being treated well, and there's a high security also. And we hope to proceed on the legal side rather than from administrative side to get her release. So this will take a little more time, but I think it is a better step than a quick release, because there would be then also quite a lot of implications for the Christians also. So therefore, let us continue in the legal and proper way, because the case is, quite weak from the point of view, the legal point of view. So there should be no difficulty in getting a judgment or a verdict in her favor. So therefore, that's what I think is the best thing to do. It's complicated because of the political situation also, that when there's a lot of tension. So therefore, we have to be very careful also, as Christians, also as minority people, and therefore we should let it happen, let it go and continue, and hope that it will be after some time resolved in a good way.
In fact, the Bishops' Conference of Pakistan, along with civil society leaders in Pakistan, have frequently underlined the fact that this is a constitutional and legal issue first and foremost.
Yes, that's right. Blasphemy law, that also has to be examined, you know, and reviewed. And we are, as bishops, we have always called for its total repeal, because, you know, it is basically flawed. And, you know, so many people have suffered unjustly because of it. And they can have a lot of false cases made. And therefore, and in fact, not one case has been proved in court that has been really blasphemy. So therefore, we repeatedly call for its total repeal.
Now, in fact, the case of Asia Bibi perhaps highlights that while minorities are often the target of this infamous Hudud Ordinance and blasphemy law, you indeed, the bishops and the church, have always said that it's not only minorities, Muslims themselves are also sometimes the victims of this law. So it's right across civil society in Pakistan, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's right. You know, in the last 25 years, there have been about 1,000 accusations of blasphemy, and more than half have been Muslims. Yes. So therefore, Muslims also are suffering. And that's what we are concerned about, that all kinds of people can get accused. You know, it doesn't have to be Christian. But it so happens that quite a lot of Christians are also accused. And that's why the Christians feel very bad about it, you know, that they feel that they are kind of victimized, and they suffer a lot from it also. So that's why, because when, you know, a case is made against a Christian, then the whole community gets implicated. You know, the whole community gets a stigma on it. And often they run away from there. For example, a whole village or something. Whereas when it's a Muslim, then it's usually just that person and his family, you know, who get who are accused and blamed. But otherwise, so we find it that the whole community gets a stigma, and often they have to run away, otherwise they all can be attacked. Yeah.
What is the latest information you have about Mrs. Asia Bibi herself, her family, the Christian community she's from? How are they bearing under this pressure?
Well, naturally, it's a strain for them. She's the mother of 5 children, and she's got a husband. She's a simple housewife. She's been doing some work to earn some living. I think she belongs to the Protestant faith, to the Church of Pakistan. She's not Catholic. She belongs to the Church of Pakistan. And even the Church of Pakistan also is trying to help her. They have a women's desk there, and the lady in charge has been especially concerned about her and trying to follow up her case. So that's the information that we have, that she's a simple housewife, and she just got caught up in this by a chance quarrel with some other women. So that's what shows, you know, how easy it is. This such a case can be made against a person, you know, on a very, very small pretext, on a small thing, it can happen. Because it's blown up and fabricated after that.